This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, just in time, the world is safe. I heard over the weekend that the first of the Wu Flu vaccines is finally shipped out. They shipped out. Millions are going to now be delivered. And they're talking about, it's funny to hear the news talking about how efficient and effective the shipping is all going for this disease that's killing, well, nobody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. The U.S. government is prepping millions of doses of Pfizer's BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine for shipment across the nation, and it started a mammoth logistical undertaking in support of what may be the most complex immunization program in history. They want everybody to take it. You going to take it? What'll it give you? Well, Bell's palsy, where your face falls down and you're like this here. That'd be great for my radio program, right? Hello, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson. What? Are you kidding? I could get Bell's palsy from taking it? And oh, my goodness, don't even get me started. In terms of, I think other people have died? So here are the choices. You can not take the vaccine, and you might actually have the virus already, in which case your bodies learn how to fight it off. Or you could get the dreaded Wu Flu, and it make you a little sick, or it could kill you. But it's got about a 0.003% chance of killing you. So it's a crazy small number, because they now say that millions and millions of us have had it and we've walked around with it. Or you could take this vaccine and you could develop Bell's palsy, or it could kill you now. Because, see, if you get the Wu Flu, it's going to kill you if you're over 78 years old. What's the average age of people living in America? Something like 78. So it's killing people 80 years old. But they've mobilized Operation Warp Speed so we can all have access to this vaccine quickly, because we'll need it. Do you understand how stupid this is? You got to be at. Let me tell you, if the next thing is you got to take this shot. For all you mask wearers out there who did, for their people, I'm not taking this shot, Kevin. There's no way I'm taking this shot. Yeah, and there was no way you were going to wear a mask, right? Yeah. I'm not taking the shot. I'm telling you right now. My child isn't taking the shot. If there's some lemmings out there that want to take the shot, take a shot. I'm not taking a shot for something, number one, that I've already had, and number two, with the idea that it could kill me or give me Bell's palsy, or the more sinister aspects of it that I don't even go to Alex Jones and hear about it, but don't think Alex is giving you nonsense. It's not conspiracy theory what they could potentially be putting into this. Think I'm going to take a shot for a lab-developed disease? My body's fought it off. Good enough for me. But man, these people, and it's funny, I don't know if you know how they have to pack this. They say it has to stay at some crazy low temperature, and it's got all these things that make it to where, it'll be okay. There's a part of me that's going, get the guinea pigs, let them take it. Let people start flippity-flopping in and dying, and every time you walk around, you see people with their arms like this, and you go, hey, did you take that shot? Did you take that Wu Flu shot? Oh, yeah, I can tell. And there becomes a whole race of people, a group of people. It wouldn't be a race, but a group of people. Let's call them the idiots, okay? Let's call them the idiots who took the shot, and they're walking around with their mouths falling down because they got Bell's palsy. And, of course, they'll be in charge of the country within 10 years, because we'll cede it to them, because that's what we do. We just give it away to the people that are idiots. Wow, man. This is the scary part of this is, and this is one of the things where I disagree with Trump. Trump said, we're going to show you guys we can come up with a cure for this disease. Everybody bought into the morbidity rate of this disease. And this disease, it's so benign that everything we're doing for it, you have to be suspect of what it all means. You have to be. If you're a thinking person, if you have any intellectual curiosity, you got to be asking yourself, why do you want me to take a shot for something that I probably won't die from? Why would I do that? We're not talking about polio or diphtheria or whatever they used to give us when we were kids. I don't know if they still give these shots. They probably do. I think I took my kid to do it years ago. But the point is, I don't want diphtheria. I don't want a club foot. I get that. But I don't get, oh man, you might get sick and you lose your sense of smell for a few days. Sorry, I'm not taking a shot for that. If you said to me, Kevin, I'm going to give you a shot that where we cure the common cold, but you could get Bell's palsy or you could die, I'd say, that's all right. I'll just take the cold. They give me an option for a flu shot all the time. I don't take it. Have you taken a flu shot? Do you guys take flu shots? I don't take a flu shot. Because I heard, well, Kevin, there's 239 different types of flus. And that was 15 years ago. There's 239 different types of flus, so the only thing they're giving you a shot for is the flu, that specific flu. Well, then I got a chance to get the other 238. No, thank you. I don't want your shot. I never take a flu shot. And it dang Skippy better not be mandatory to take a woo flu shot. Because I guarantee you, I will be in court. The minute they say it's mandatory or you can't come on a plane without that, I'm going to go to court. I will be in court. Hope you guys will support me because I don't have the money to go to court, but I'm going to go. Even if I have to go pro se, I'll fight my own court case. Do I have a legal? No, I don't have a legal bone in my body. I'll have to do some research. You won't hear me on the radio. There'll be a lot of things. There'll be changes in my life, but I'm not taking no doggone woo flu shot. But that's what they're gearing towards. If you think Operation Warp Speed is just to make a bunch of stuff, to some degree it is. There's a money grab going on here. That happens with everything. But it's beyond a money grab. This is part of a more sinister plan. You don't have to believe me. I told you there was something different about this virus when it came out. I said there's something going on here. I can't put my finger on it. Now we're starting to realize it. So, hey, started shipping packages over the weekend, or shipping the vaccine over the weekend, and you will now have the opportunity to take the old woo-woo shot. Pretend it. You know, woo-hoo, I'm safe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I mentioned we're going to be putting together these seminars on how to argue against leftism, and we're putting them on mostly for homeschool kids that are going to be transitioning into college because they don't know, they haven't been exposed to all of the nonsense that permeates academia. So they're going to leave their home environment, which is very safe. They're going to go to college, and they're going to get beat down with all this stuff. You know, they're gonna be told how racist they are and how sexist they are and all these different things, and we're wanting to harden them against this. Give them things to discuss so that they don't feel like, you know, I didn't, Mom and Dad, why didn't you tell me that I was a racist? Welcome everybody, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's an insane world that these kids are going to enter into, and you've been a part of it, and I'm going to tell you, it's indoctrinated you, whether you know it or not. When you come here and you listen to my program, you get a taste of, oh my gosh, I really have been. Occasionally when I'm on that subject and I tell you, well, why do you feel that way? And you're like, I don't know. Well, you feel that way because it's been a slow indoctrination. You don't understand that it's gotten to you. I remember having a discussion, and I said something about, well, this Mexican dude, and you could just sense people go, oh, he said Mexican. Well, let me just explain. People from Mexico are Mexicans. But you say the word, and you can feel people tense up. I mean, I have this real radar, you know, and people are like, oh, he said Mexican. Yeah, said Mexican because I'm talking about the president of Mexico. He's Mexican. Now, if I'd said Polish, it wouldn't have mattered as much. But you use a minority, and then people are, oh, I don't know if I can touch that. Well, yeah, you can. But people get very afraid of this stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to help you deal with it. Anyway, we're going to be doing these series of things and that teach kids how to argue back. And it's a good-natured debate. And I'm talking about it shuts people down to where they're like, oh, well, because they're going to need it. And by the way, so do you. I'm going to tell you, there will be a lot of adults that will take this class, if you will. It's going to be a virtual series. And you'll go, oh, my gosh, I never thought to argue about that way. Now, let me just tell you, you have an advantage. Because you've listened to my program probably for years, and you've heard me pose these various arguments. But trust me, there's a lot more to it. And I'll teach you how to think about things non-defensively. Well, Kevin, you're a white guy. I'm not white, but you get what I'm saying. Somebody says to me, Kevin, well, you're white. You can't understand. And you go, really? So in order for me to understand something, I have to be it. Is that what you're telling me? So in other words, to understand poverty, I have to have been poor. To understand how rich, you know, how to enjoy wealth, I'd have to be wealthy. So what you're telling me is the only thing I'm capable of understanding is my situation in life as it is today. You know, in other words, if I've got $800,000 in the bank, I can only understand what it's like to be $800,000. I can't understand anything that led me up to that, right? And I certainly couldn't understand anything above that because I have no way of discerning or looking at things through the prism of somebody else. That's ridiculous. You know, it's like saying, okay, I'll put it to you this way. Why is it that the coach of Tiger Woods is not a better golfer than Tiger Woods? Does he not understand Tiger Woods' game? The coach of the best athletes in the world has never achieved what most of them has achieved. Do you think he understands? How do you get them to that level? You have to have a level of understanding. It's easy to poke holes in any of these arguments. And that's what we intend to do. I want to play this clip by DeSantis who calls out the media. And I think this is a perfect example of what we're going to be doing.
About the Rebecca Jones raid before it happened?
What, excuse me?
Were you aware that the Rebecca Jones raid was about to happen?
I knew there was an investigation. I didn't know what they were doing. It's not a raid. I mean, with all due respect, what you just said is editorializing. Excuse me. I'm not going to let you get away with it. These people did their jobs. They've been smeared as the Gestapo for doing their jobs. They did a search warrant. Why did they do a search warrant on the house? Because her IP address was linked to the felony. What were they supposed to do? Just ignore it? Of course not. They went, they followed protocol. We actually have video from the Tallahassee PD showing that they were very respectful. She was not cooperative. It was not a raid. They were serving valid process in accordance with the laws and Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida. They did it with integrity. They did it with honor. And to say it's a raid is disinformation. And you guys need to drive.
Excuse me.
You guys need to look at facts and stop trying to feed narratives. I understand why you do it, but it's not supported facts, and so you should be better than that.
I don't do that, sir. All right,
thanks, everybody.
I love that. I absolutely love that exchange. Because DeSantis starts to answer the question, and he goes, wait a minute, you're trying to feed people a narrative of a raid. You're editorializing. And he says, I'm not going to let you get away with it. You're smearing people for doing their jobs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255.
He stops her cold. How do you call something a raid when it's due process? Look, when the cops have to show up under a bad situation, it can look very ominous. It can. And occasionally they even make a mistake and go to the wrong place. But for the most part, they follow procedure. These are men and women doing their jobs, and she calls it a raid, as if it's Nazi Germany and no protocols were followed. DeSantis goes on to explain her IP address was linked to a felony. He says, we had video. You could see everything that we did. And you know what happened? The lady didn't cooperate. Here's what I want you to understand. Even under video surveillance, everything that the press claims they want, the fake news claims they want, they get it. And you know what they do? They still demonize the good guys. It was a raid. No, it wasn't. It was due process. They were serving, as he said, valid process according to the law. Just amazes me. So DeSantis says, you're not getting away with it. See, it's those little nuances. But a lot of people would have just talked right over it. And he started to. And then he caught himself. And see, that's how you've got to do. You've got to learn how to catch yourself. When they lure you in with this, with the lexicon, it's very tricky. It isn't for me. I catch it immediately. And that's why we're going to do these sessions. But these kids have to understand when they're going to college, how they're going to try to trick them. Toxic masculinity, feminism, gender studies, and all this stuff. It's all meant to make them feel guilty about something they have no reason to feel guilty about.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says congressional leadership is making significant headway with negotiations for another coronavirus relief package.
Democratic leaders, Speaker Pelosi, Leader McCarthy, and I have been working around the clock for several days now. The talks remain productive.
McConnell saying once again the Senate will not break for holiday recess until they get something done. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is urging communities of color to get vaccinated. Adams, who is black, pointed out that minorities have been treated poorly in previous medical studies. He was vaccinated Friday morning. An FDA advisory committee gave its approval to a second COVID-19 vaccine last night. The agency is expected to approve the Moderna vaccine for emergency use soon. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence is vaccinated against the coronavirus.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done, and we appreciate your service to the country.
The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated on Friday. The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated Friday morning to help encourage Americans to get the vaccine when it's available. After receiving the vaccine, Pence saying,
"But today, Karen and I wanted to step forward and take this vaccine to assure the American people that while we cut red tape, we cut no corners."
The Supreme Court is dismissing a challenge to President Trump's plan for the U.S. Census, which tried to exclude illegal immigrants from the population count. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 vote to dismiss the challenge, citing it simply too soon to know how that policy would be enforced, although the decision is not a final ruling. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The news is good that a majority of Americans will have a way of getting rid of governors as incompetent and vindictive as Newsom really soon. Get this, 38 out of 50 states, accounting for nearly 85% of the population, will hold gubernatorial elections in the next 2 years. And Newsom's not the only governor facing potential backlash for the draconian lockdowns. Here to tell us his top three COVID tyrants poised for takedowns is Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas Gov and Fox News contributor. Governor Huckabee, let's start with the person at the top of your naughty list, New York's governor, the aforementioned Andrew Cuomo.
Well, when he's not busy getting his Emmy Award or writing his book about what a great leadership job he's done, he's making stupid decisions that killed a lot of people in the nursing homes, and he shut a lot of businesses down and has turned New York into a ghost state and New York City into a ghost town. I don't know why he's congratulating himself so much, but it makes no sense. And I think a lot of people in New York may have finally started to realize that the leadership they have in the governor's office is destroying their state, and it's taking away their ability to live their lives as free Americans.
Well, he sounded more like a mob boss governor than the governor of the Empire State. He was talking to restaurant owners and workers this week. Watch.
Let's focus on what the real issues that we should be concerned about. You should be happy, because if we don't change the trajectory, we're going to go to shutdown, and then your business is going to close. And that, my friends, is a real problem. Worry about that.
Have you ever heard anyone more out of touch than he? You should be happy with the crumbs we're occasionally throwing your way.
You know, tyranny is a terrible master, and Andrew Cuomo has mastered the art of being a tyrant, and you just can't say it any other way. The sad fact is that these are people who are so out of touch, but Laura, let's remember something. They all still get their paychecks. Unlike the people who run small businesses or gyms or restaurants or who are service industry people who's lost their jobs and will never see them again, they don't get paid. But who does? Andrew Cuomo.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to it is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Huckabee went on to talk about Whitmer and Pritzker, the Michigan and Illinois governors as well. And, of course, he could have thrown in Gavin Newsom, who's under a recount. And they, they're looking to a recall, I should say. They're looking to recall him. And I think there's going to be carnage with these governors in the next series of elections. That's what Laura Ingraham alluded to, that I believe 19 of them are going to be up for re-election. Now, the question is, are we going to let them have Dominion voting machines, or are we going to jump on them? We're going to get them. Ducey's termed out in Arizona, so I don't know what he's going to do next, but here's what I can tell you. Whatever he does next, I will do everything within my power to make sure he doesn't get any farther than being governor of this state and being a retired politician. What an unbelievable disappointment that guy is. Wow. So these guys have scuttled economies. They're happy that the unemployment rate is going to, you know, creep up because they're obviously keeping people down. They couldn't let Trump continue to enjoy this amazing run that he's had. 4 years, well, going on 5 years in a row would have been just amazing numbers going into the holiday season, the biggest part of the retail season. This may be the first one where Trump doesn't get at least, well, some growth year upon year. And they've been going after him. They've been trying to get him. And this economy is where they've been wanting to get him because he's built a pretty doggone decent economy. This lady tweeted this. So just throwing this out there. No politician you've seen on the news has died from the virus, lost their job, had their pay cut, had to close their business, had their business looted, wears a mask unless on camera, or restricted their travel. Great observation, Naomi Zulu, and she's exactly right. Nothing impacts them. That's the beauty of being in so-called elitist leadership, is that none of this matters. See, if politicians had to live their stuff, live their legislation, they wouldn't do half the stuff they do. Here's another thing that I'm not sure if this was mine or I think this was my idea. I said, just the leftists, just like leftists want it, the economy is shuttered. How could you possibly want businesses to fail? What devious plan would you want to hatch for this? What scenario would make you want to ruin people's lives? I think that was just an idea I jotted down. I've been talking about that. I asked myself, you know, I can be pretty mean-spirited if you get me mad or whatever, but there's nothing inside of me that goes, you made me mad. So I want to ruin your life. I'm going to shut down your business. I'm going to burn down your house. See, that's the type of politicians we have. I look at Adam Schiff. You guys have heard me talk about this guy. He's the guy that if he wants your property, he will do everything within his power to get it. He'll get you out. I have a friend in St. Louis. He's got some properties that border this area that was being developed. And they actually got this guy arrested and almost took his property, which would have made them, I mean, and I'll be honest, my buddy, his properties are, he doesn't keep them up. I mean, they really are eyesores, but they're in eyesore neighborhoods. And because they wanted to develop this, the city council, the aldermen in St. Louis colluded to get this property for pennies on the dollar. And they actually locked my friend up. They put him in jail. He had to wear an ankle bracelet. He couldn't even stay in his own home. He had to stay with his ex-wife for the better part of a year. And they did everything they could to keep him away from the property so they could make him like an absentee landowner. And we got wind of it, and we got so much press over it that they couldn't do it. But I'm telling you, that's the type of thing these politicians are. If they want what you have, they will get it. And look at what they've done to Trump. They want his presidency. They don't care. So what? He's a billionaire. So what? He's president. We're the elitist. That's what they think. I've got an ongoing bet with a friend of mine. He believes that Biden's going to make it. He hopes he doesn't. But he says the writing's on the wall. I beg to differ. I think the writing's on the wall that Trump's going to get this. I think every sign is pointing to this. Look at how people are revolting in these states. Cuomo giving himself accolades. You should be lucky. You should be lucky that I haven't called a complete shutdown. Then what would you do? What would you do if I shut the entire thing down? Disobey? Not pay attention? Do what we want to do anyway? This is from Pajamas Media, PJ Media. The Quarter, a New Orleans-inspired restaurant in Buffalo's Allentown district, put up a sign calling itself Walmart in protest of Andrew Cuomo's latest lockdown restrictions. Due to a rise in COVID-19 cases, most of Erie County, New York, has been designated an orange zone, requiring certain establishments like gyms to remain closed while restaurants are restricted to takeout dining only. They show the sign by Brandon Carr, the owner of The Quarter, and it reads, Walmart, every day is Black Friday. I mean, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's like I was talking to my buddy that made me this bet for a steak dinner that he's going to buy me. If Trump wins, he buys me the steak. If Biden wins, I have to buy him a steak. But I said, you know, it's fun. It's interesting that we can have this joke about, oh, who buys who a steak? But I said, the real issue here is that we're not playing. It's not a game. We know Biden cheated. We not him, but the Democrats, we know they cheated. There isn't any doubt in anybody's mind. And they're daring us to prove it. They're saying, okay, we know we cheated, but prove it. Get it through the courts. Get it through all the systems. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll let you win without burning the place down. You think that's going to happen? What do you think all the prep is going on behind the scenes? They can't wait. They want the next phase of whatever. Disorder, chaos. That's what leftists thrive on. Yeah. New York Post says it's been a bad year for Ma and Pa. Nearly one-third of small businesses in New York and New Jersey remain closed amid the coronavirus pandemic. In the Empire State, 27.8% of small businesses have not reopened their doors. This is at 28%. Jersey, 31%. As of November 16th, you think that's gotten better or worse? The figures, they say, are in line with estimates from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, which says 28% of the Garden State's small businesses had shut up shop by the end of October. So, they don't care. They act like they care. Give them some more stimulus money. No, how about you do this? How about you let them run their businesses?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, to wake up a lesson. Suffering from brain dead moronism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to It Must Really Stink to Wake Up as a Leftist. It has to. I'm glad I don't have that part of a brain that kicks in, you know, the insanity part of your brain. To get up in a country. To wake up in a country that you, get this, pay attention people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, to wake up in a country that you pretend to hate. See, leftists don't hate America. They don't hate the America that we've built, we conservative Republicans, people that understand that we live in a democratic republic. They don't hate this country. They absolutely adore it. They pretend to hate it. See, that's the ruse. They have to pretend to hate it so they can take it over, right? They love it. They love all that it has to give them. They just don't want to work for it. So they pretend to hate it. To wake up every day to in a country where the guy that kicked your butt is still president and he's fighting hard for it, and you pretend to hate him. Why? Because you want to take over. But you love what he built. You love that he took over for baby black Jesus, and he's made this country better. America first, make America great again. Look at China's policy. You think China's policy is, hey, we don't care, do what you want to do. China is demonstrating their policy. They got 1.95 million spies all over the world promoting communism and their values. And you know what these leftists are doing? They will buy, they will sell us out for in a minute for it. Yeah, they love that we built a country that China is willing to pay for, to bribe people to get. They hate themselves. I've told you this. Leftists hate themselves. They pretend to love themselves. Look at how great we are. They give themselves awards, the accolades. Look at what Cuomo did. Cuomo, he's writing a book about how great he is. The governor of New York, the man that killed people, that has scuttled businesses, ruined lives, probably cost people more lives than the Wu flu in New York. People that have committed suicide, died from other reasons, couldn't get to adequate hospital care, etc. It is a gauntlet just to get into the hospital these days. Got to get that old Wu flu test. Leftists hate themselves. Oh, the irony of leftism. See, we wake up in the morning as conservatives. We love the country. It's legit. We really like our leader, President Trump. I'm not saying you love him, but you like him. You like the people around you. You like your job. You like your lives. Don't misunderstand me, man. Life is tough. In the Bible, God says, I didn't promise you that life would be easy. Quite the contrary. If you really think about life every single day dealing with all the issues, I mean, yeah, it's daunting. But you still muddle through. You know what you do? You actually live up to the words of the Constitution and you find life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, something worthy of actually, well, pursuing, to use that word again. And you enjoy it. You enjoy the toil. You enjoy even the parts where you got to stop and help people. Let me tell you something. Holy cow, my family, have we dealt with some stuff. Just everybody needing something. Melissa and I were talking about the other day that, you know, holy cow, how much can you heap onto yourselves? We're trying to, you know, lessen things a little bit, but it can be daunting. But you do it. Friend says, hey, I got a legal issue. Okay, we'll help you. Friend says, oh, I'm having this issue with a personnel. Well, we happen to have experts in HR. Whatever. Help, help. Here. And we finally have to put a moratorium to say, okay, can't keep helping everybody. But, you know, you still do. You little bit here and there. We've got a ministry we support in Bangladesh. Jipu. He does a great job there. The little bit of money we send him is huge to him. But you help. You know, one of my friends said did a couple of GoFundMes. We did those. One of our partners, his sister died. Left two kids behind. GoFundMe for that. And I could go on. You're helping. And so the point is, even as life goes on, you've got your own challenges. You help and you're happy to do it. If you get a chance to go, we were talking about this the other day. My youngest son, you know, he's a good kid, but he needs to see. All he sees are kids that are doing pretty well. Their families are doing pretty well. I said, hey, we got to take this kid over to the Salvation Army. Got to take him over to these shelters and let him see some kids. We took him there when he was much younger. But now that he's coming of age, you got to take this kid over and show him that life isn't the way it is with all these kids in the suburbs. He needs to understand strife. So that's what we're trying to teach him.
Anyway, these leftists, they live off the fruits of your labors and the policies of President Trump, and they pretend to hate it. They pretend to hate their jobs, that they've got jobs that now they can move around and that they're getting, you know, more money and so on. They pretend to love their governors that have performed lockdowns and shutdowns and all these things that are ruining their lives. They pretend that they like Cuomo, that they like Gavin Newsom, or at least that's what the media tells you, but in truth, they don't. You want to know why so many people shifted over to Donald Trump? Because they're sick of the craziness of leftism. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Show on the Kevin Jackson Network. These people are insane. Right now, there's a big push to get you to take that vaccine, to take the shot. They want you to believe in the science of it. Operation Warp Speed. They're now saying you have a moral obligation. Clergymen are saying you have a moral obligation to take this shot. Yeah, because they so want you to take it. A shot for a disease that, quite frankly, is so likely to kill you that I'm telling you, you're more likely to die getting hit by a car in the freeway. That's not a good analogy. You're more likely to get hit by a car in the woods of Montana. Okay, that's a better analogy. Yep, the push, though, is going to show you how cool it is to get the vaccine. They're going to show you celebrities getting the vaccine. Yeah, check us out, man. Look how cool we are getting the shot. Did you see the video of the dude that's getting the fake shot? He's a doctor, like a well-known doctor, and the needle disappears into the cartridge of where the medicine is supposed to be, and they pull it back, and there's no needle that comes out of him. It's a fake. He doesn't get the shot. I don't know if this is true. I heard Oprah Winfrey got the shot and she crapped her pants and her face fell from palsy. I don't know if that's true, but that's what somebody tweeted. I'm not going to verify, but it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Jesse Jackson tweeted this. Take the vaccine. Our bodies must resist the germs. We must not act against science, yesterday's genocide and racism, and commit suicide. As soon as it is available, my sleeve is up. The alternative to standing in the hospital COVID-19 line is standing in the vaccine line. This is a guy who would have been perfect. He actually was one of the people that ushered in the Negro Project. Jesse Jackson. Yeah. Jesse's urging black people to take the shot. Forget about the Tuskegees. Forget about the past and what the government did to black men. Now, you can take it. Oh, and remember, Dr. Fauci let us all know, the black folks know, that Kizzy worked on it. So it's okay for black people to take it because a black woman worked on it. Mm-hmm. Take the vaccine. One of the biggest lies, 15 days to slow the spread. They knew that nothing was going to slow the spread. It's like saying we're going to slow the spread of the cold or slow the spread of the flu. A virus spreads. That's what it does. The lies about Wu Flu are almost as difficult to swallow as that of Joe Biden getting 81 million votes. Just lies on top of lies. These people are insane. They want you to believe that this disease that has infected 50, 100 million people killed less than 100,000 easily. Easily. There's a bounty on this disease. There's a nurse that came out and says, we were killing people because of the bounty. Can you imagine if you went into the hospital with a flu and they could get $40,000 to kill you? Man, they'd be squeezing your nostrils together and putting a pillow over your head. I don't believe any of it. It's just a crazy world out there, folks. Take the vaccine. That's what they want you to do, though. It's right for them, for the public.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.